When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
This program was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. Phone-in elements of these shows are not available, but if you'd like to comment or give us feedback on our shows, you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com. Alternatively, you can find this and other podcasts on iTunes or Spotify using the keyword Love Sport.
Good evening. You are listening to Love Sport Radio. Me, Matt Beadle, with you through to 11 p.m. So that is 28 minutes from now, exactly, by my clock. Anyway, the one that I've got here on the top right hand of my studio here. It is time for Huddersfield Town to enter the fray. We have Richard Kosmala from the And He Takes That Chance podcast on the line to talk all things Terriers. Hello, Richard.
Good evening. How are you doing? All right?
Yeah, good. Thanks, buddy. You back from your holiday?
Yeah, it's all right. Game on Wednesday. Yeah, Spanish second division game. Cadiz, who are top of the league, they scored the third goal on 90 minutes to go 3-1 up. And then the guy put five up for the injured time. And the other team came back and got a goal on 93 and 97 minutes to get a 3-3. Proper, never seen three goals in injured time before. It was mad.
Oh, man, absolute stormer. It is January, of course. Were you out there looking at potential prospects for the old Terriers?
I don't think they'd fancy the Huddersfield weather, to be honest with you. I think I flopped about 15 degrees when I got back last night. But no, we've had a fair share of duds from abroad. So I think, as you've seen this week, we've stayed homegrown with our recruitment.
You have. And speaking of the duds, before we get to the guys that have come in, we did speak about the, I can't remember the name you used to describe them last season, the wasters or the money grabber, whatever it was,
yeah,
that you were
right.
Talking about. Terence Kongolo, potentially one of those, the record buy, of course, for Huddersfield. He's gone to Fulham on loan.
Apparently so. Apparently he's deleted all his Huddersfield Town pictures from his Instagram account, so a few people were saying today. So
That's the way it is these days, isn't it? Everything's done. As soon as someone deletes something from social media, that's it. It's permanent.
Yeah, it tells you all you need to know about Terence Kongolo and Huddersfield Town. Disastrous ending, really, as well. And, you know, from I think the manager's been quite honest in his, with his views. I noticed a quote today where they were kind of saying if he's got the attitude and, you know, and everything, then he'll do well there. But badly let him down. Huddersfield seem to have signed players so over the years. I've known. So Terence Kongolo was on loan for 6 months in our first season in the Premier League and did a really good job. And but again, it's amazing. Once your players on loan, they're proper keen, they're looking to sign for you. And then when they do, the disaster. I mean, we've had lots over the years, but never many that have cost 17.5 million. So yeah, it's nice to get him off the wage bill. And I think this is the awful thing about modern football, really. You've got to hope that it does well, he says through gritted teeth. Hope that they go up, because it's probably in everyone's best interest, really, because I think if Fulham can get up, obviously a good result tonight, then, you know, and probably Kongolo's done well, he'll maybe stay and we can get a bit more money for him. But yeah, it's not a great situation, to be honest with you. And I've not seen the fine print, because obviously we're playing Fulham in a couple of weeks. I can't imagine they'll let him play in that. But yeah, massive letdown. But I think more off the pitch attitude stuff we were hearing. He had his own kind of, you know, people that he wouldn't eat the food in the canteen, and he would bring his own guys in, stuff like that as well, his own people to deal with injuries and stuff. Sounds a right prima donna, to be honest with you. But wouldn't surprise me whatsoever if he did well for Fulham. So through gritted teeth, got to wish him well, because it's probably in our best interest too.
Yeah, absolutely. He said that Danny Cowley, this is, isn't he, when he was speaking ahead of the Brentford game, if Terence's head and heart are in the right place, he can be a top player. So there was clearly something not right there.
Too right. I think when Danny Cowley, you know, took over, he must have seen, you know, kind of got a guy there who, well, on the fringes of the Dutch squad, won a Dutch title, and probably thought, right, I can get the best out of this guy. We can build a team around him. And it's just never happened for whatever reason. He has played him at times at left back, which I personally don't think is kind of his best position. I think he's more of a centre back, and I think that's where Scott Parker will probably end up playing him, to be honest with you. But you never know. But yeah, it's not our problem anymore. It's just good to get him off the books because he was on some ridiculous money, so kind of people are saying. So it's, yeah, it just frees up salary space as well. I can't see him kicking about for the Shield again, really.
And those incomings, as you mentioned there, Richard, some decent names coming in to the club. We spoke about Richard Stearman last week, but also this week, Andy King coming in from Leicester. That's a pretty decent signing. And Harry Toffolo as well from Lincoln City. Danny Cowley going back to his old club.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting signings both, really. I mean, Andy King, it's a lot of experience. Not played much football in kind of recent years when you look at it, really, but I've thought of at Leicester, obviously international footballer as well, but experience as well, and I think that's key for us. It sounds like a character as well. Knows Danny Simpson well from his Leicester days, so I think he'll slot straight in, really. Yeah, he didn't really feature much, I don't think, at Rangers under Steven Gerrard, so it's a bit of a weird one now. He's not played that much football, but yeah, we need someone. We definitely need a creative midfielder, and sounds like, you know, that Andy King will be that man as well. Whether it'd be interesting to see if he figures through, I think it'd be on the bench definitely as well. Yeah, now Toffolo, it's an interesting one with the Lincoln connection, because again, I don't know, I've not seen anything that's kind of written down saying this, but there was a lot of things coming out saying that the Cowleys were not, when they left, would not go back to any players before the summer, which I've never kind of heard that before, really, though, if it was a gentleman's agreement. So seems to be a bit of fury at the Lincoln end that they've lost a good left back. Watched his interview that the club put out on their website tonight. Sounds a real confident boy, to be honest with you. Sounds like a few other clubs were after him as well. I think he came up through the Norwich youth ranks as well.
That's right.
Had a few loans and I think 70 odd games for Lincoln and key in the promotion. But I think for us, we definitely need a left-sided full-back for sure. I think it's a bit scandalous really that we've started the season without, you know, full-backs. We're playing for catch-up, really. Obviously, Simpson signed. And now we've got Toffolo as well. So, yeah, he's sounds a real confident boy. So I'm excited to see what he can bring. And obviously, you know, I think the Cowleys are the reason why he's here, really. He knows them. They're, you know, pivotal in his development at Lincoln. And, yeah, looking forward to seeing what he can do in the Huddersfield shirt.
It's a measure of the Football League, isn't it? Especially all the competitions within it as well and the games that come thick and fast. He's played 33 times this season already.
I know, and you think some of the elite players kind of moaned up about the games that they're playing as well. It's, yeah, absolutely nuts. This is what I love in the Football League, really. And one of the things I personally look forward to, despite we got relegated and allegedly the Premier League is the place to be, etc., but I love the midweek football. I love all the games coming thick and fast. And, yeah, when international weekends come, for me, it's like thumbs down. So, yeah, it's you've got to be fit. But I think, yes, the players would rather play, wouldn't they, than train. So it's crazy. So, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I think Toffolo is obviously, you know, match fit, really, as well. King, not so much. And Smith Rowe, obviously, not played much football either. So it'd be interesting to see. I think Stearman, again, he's not had much kind of time on the grass. So tomorrow will be interesting. And I'm kind of reining it in a little bit tomorrow because playing a good side. And these guys have not really, you know, played much recently. But yeah, they all seem good signings on the face of it.
I think it's really exciting, Richard, when you look at these. Yes, Stearman and King, the wrong side of 30. But that doesn't really matter too much, I don't think, when you're looking for experienced players who know what it's like to get promoted from this particular division. I'm not saying that's exactly what Huddersfield are going to do this season. It will be quite the task for the Cowleys to get you guys into the playoffs and, you know, potentially get back out of the Championship. And actually, on that note, when you said about the Premier League, apparently it's where everybody's supposed to be. You spent 2 years there. You had your time under David Wagner and right at the end of it, Jan Siver as well. And I'm with you in terms of the Football League at the moment, and whether that's because we cover a lot of it here on Love Sport, but covering the Football League just tends to give you a reminder of what football used to be about in a sense. And I shouldn't say used to be about, because it does still exist, but I am veering further and further away from the Premier League the older that you get, because you want that, I don't want to say the romanticism, but just that, the realness, the authentic nature of the Football League as opposed to the Premier League.
Totally agree. Yeah, it's I watch so much football, it's a bit scary. But ironically, I'm watching David Wagner's team Schalke tonight. They were on the TV, won again, and real buzz and excitement about the place. He's doing such a good job there. And for me, it's just kind of, yeah, getting that excitement about that rawness, really. I think, it sounds really bitter, to be honest with you, because if you ask any Sheffield United fan at the moment, if they're, you know, not liking the Premier League, then you know what the answer you're going to get. But for us, the answer, it really, you know, died the romance. We'd obviously shot ourselves in the foot with some shocking signings, really. But yeah, there's so much more, I think, to like about the Football League. And when you go on the road, visiting the grounds, I think that's where I think you get the real connection, because when you're in the bars beforehand, you're meeting people kind of, and you're talking football. And a lot's been obviously said on, you know, people being priced out of the Premier League. I was quite shocked. A lot of the grounds we went to, Liverpool, Arsenal, where you're really just kind of, you know, full of tourists, really. And which makes me really sad. I think it's very, you know, still kind of the place to be. Although, having said that, we're playing Hull City a week on Tuesday, and they've priced us up a £33 game on a Tuesday night, which is absolutely ridiculous, isn't it? I mean,
that's
I don't
madness,
think it's behind the sky red button, but I mean, yeah, so we're still paying Premier League prices in Hull. But yeah, totally agree with you, to be honest with you. And I think, yeah, you want to be at the best standard you can be, but there's a lot I don't miss. And probably staying up till midnight and actually there watching our, you know, 2 minutes of fame on BBC One. Not missing that at all. But yeah, we don't want to go down again, and we've still got work to do to stay in this division, never mind aspirations getting back up there.
I tell you what, never say our guests, our fans here on Love Sport don't know their onions. What was the game you were staying up to watch, did you say? Or the game you were watching earlier with Wagner?
Schalke against Borussia Mönchengladbach. Honestly, the Bundesliga, I went to some games. I went to see Schalke, obviously, have kind of the pull there of Wagner and Bueller, who was his assistant at Huddersfield. But the culture there is, honestly, I've heard so much about the Bundesliga, and I've watched so much Spanish football and go to the games. People say, you've got to go to the Bundesliga. This is the place to be. And honestly, I went to see three games over 3 days. It's just brilliant. They bill it, don't they? The Bundesliga's kind of motto is football as it's meant to be. That's what they actually say, the league, when you watch any television broadcast. And it's brilliant. The atmosphere is amazing. You can drink in the stadiums. It's just one big party, really. The prices are cheap. The football's good. It's just, honestly, you kind of come back to England and you think, we've got a lot to learn, I think, about. I mean, safe standing as well. It was much hyped. It had a lot to live up to, but it definitely did a lot of that. And give me German football any day, kind of what they've got for a lot of the stuff over the English.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you, mate. We actually had a guest on as well on our League United fan show earlier on, and he was watching a game in the Coppa Italia, I think. So a nice, well-rounded continental theme for tonight's fan shows here on Love Sport. Just before we move on, Richard, we'll quickly touch on the result last week against Barnsley and the fact the club have been charged this week with failing to ensure their players conducted themselves in an orderly fashion. Now, this was relating to an incident late on in the game, injury time. Listen, it was a derby of sorts. We spoke about this last week between yourselves and Barnsley. I mean, handbags, would you say this one?
Oh, absolutely. I was stunned when this charge came out. It was unbelievable. You must make me laugh, kind of, the Football League's, you know, like when you've got a to-do list. Obviously, Derby County have been charged, Sheffield Wednesday being charged. I think, what else can we do today? Let's charge Huddersfield. Honestly, ridiculous, really. But I was stunned when it came out. Nothing, I think. I think we'll just get a kind of a warning, maybe of, you know, a future and what have you. But yeah, just a waste of time, really. There's surely got other things to be doing in the Football League. But yeah, you said touchdown quickly at Barnsley. I think that's the one way of describing it from other support of view. Disastrous performance, really, especially the first half, which I think is as bad as, you know, it's definitely the worst half of Danny Cowley's reign. But, you know, we're talking some of the shockers that we saw under Jan Sievert. We never turned up. Awful performance. Barnsley were up for it. I didn't think Barnsley were, you know, major shakes, but it just like basics. They had more energy. They put themselves around a bit more. Huddersfield, never showed anything. And second half, it was really weird because our goal just came totally out of the blue. Bit of a thunderbolt from Lewis O'Brien.
A cracker of a strike.
Yeah, absolutely. But even then, there was nothing, you know, like you're thinking, okay, we've been outplayed pretty much for 70 minutes. Got the ball out of the back of net, put it on the centre spot. Come on, guys, let's go. Nothing, absolutely nothing. Barnsley fully deserved the points. And I think, obviously, that's prompted the powers that be, right? We need to bring guys in ASAP this week because, it was disheartening last week.
It was indeed. And like you say, tomorrow it is Brentford, a tough, tough game that they are on flying form at the moment. We're going to be looking ahead to that next here on the Huddersfield Fan Show on Love Sport.
Giving your team a voice. Love Sport Radio. The Opposition View on Love Sport.
Hello, you are listening to the Huddersfield Town Fan Show here on Love Sport. And that little jingle there means it is time for the Opposition View. Yes, Huddersfield facing Brentford this weekend. A Brentford team, by the way, who have lost just four in their last 16 in the Championship, drawing just once. So on an incredible winning run that has seen them jolt back up that Championship table and now putting pressure on the likes of West Brom and Leeds in those top two automatic promotion spots. Of course, a win for Fulham as well this evening, closing that gap between third and second to just 4 points. It is getting closer and closer at the top of the Championship. And on the line now to talk about that, we have Mark Burridge, Brentford matchday commentator. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Matt. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thank you. Big game this weekend against Huddersfield. Every game in the Championship now is a big game. Lost against Huddersfield earlier on in the season, of course. One of those four defeats in the last 16 was against the Terriers. What do you make of this weekend?
Yeah, it's going to be an intriguing one. They played very well down at Griffin Park, did a good job on us and hit us on the break. I thought they would kick on from that, but obviously they've had their injuries. Tomorrow's a massive game for us. It looks like the next two away games, which Hull City follows this one, they're the sort of pivotal ones. We don't really do well in them, Matt. And I think if we can go there and put in a professional performance and come away with the points, then people will start to believe that we might be catching the top two.
It's getting closer, isn't it? Like I said there, that gap now being closed to just 4 points. You say that you tend to struggle in these kinds of fixtures. Why is that, Mark?
It's difficult to know why, but we played very poorly at Millwall just out of the blue. I guess the Championship is like that, isn't it? You don't always keep up your levels, and ours have been very good when they have been high. And I think it's just the way the team is developing. We've got to start going to these places and picking something up. It's almost as if we go behind and we don't seem to know what to do. That's probably a little bit of a mental block, and we can get that out of the side. And I just think there's a lot of good feeling around the club that this is going to be our season. And I'm quite confident of a good result tomorrow.
Richard, I was mentioning there to Mark that you guys, of course, beat Brentford earlier on in the season. You've actually won your last three league games against the Bees. It's been a one-goal margin in each match. Do you see this one being close too?
Well, it's a tough one to answer for us because obviously all these players were reeling off early, who's going to be in, who's going to play and what have you. But yeah, I mean, I watched their game against QPR last week while I was away, and very, very impressive. Kind of took off the foot off the gas, in my opinion, in the second half. So it will be very interesting to kind of see what happens, really. And it was our best performance of the season, no doubt, at Griffin Park. And maybe some people might call it a bit of a smashing grab, but you know, I didn't think Brentford looked like scoring pretty much that afternoon. But I suppose the question I'd like to ask is, we're kind of only down the road from Leeds, and I think Leeds QPR at lunchtime tomorrow, so it's a massive game, is that? And all of a sudden, you know, they drop more points and nerves, and will they get a signing in? I suppose the question to you is, do you think you can get the automatic spots?
I think there's a lot of quiet confidence that we will just go about doing our business. I think we're pretty confident now that the top six is ours for the taking. If the opportunity comes up for a top two place, which obviously will rely on our good form continuing and Leeds or West Bromwich Albion slipping up, I'm sure this team will take it. It's taken a little bit of time to gel because a lot of new players came in at the start of the season, but they're really, really got something going now. There's a great feel amongst the camp. There isn't really a weakness in this team now. and we've got some experience as well. We've got Dalsgaard and Pontichans has made a big difference at the back. The spine of our team is so good with Raya, Norgaard, Pontichans and Ollie Watkins up front. And we can be blistering in games for 20, 30 minutes and be able to take our foot off the gas, as we did against Queen's Park Rangers last week. And I'm pretty confident we'll turn up well in Yorkshire tomorrow and take the points.
Been a few thrillers in this particular fixture, gents, especially in Huddersfield. When you just look back over the years, just a few years ago, a 5-1 victory for the Bees, a 3-2 victory for Huddersfield in 2012, and then that cracker of a 4-4 draw in May 2011. So we know, despite the fact that it's been an odd goal in each match, Richard, that this game, in this particular fixture, does like to throw up a goal or two.
Yeah, because I think Brentford will come and play tomorrow. I mean, obviously, Huddersfield, nothing much to be feared at the moment. 2020 has been a shocking year for us, lost all three games. But like I said, there's, you know, new recruits coming in and there'll be a bit of a buzz around there, especially when the teams come out, hopefully one or two get on the team sheet, really. So, yeah, I think, obviously, Brentford will probably keep, you know, the powder dry a little bit with regards to going to the top two, and people are thinking Leeds and West Brom have got it at home and ours, but if they've got really realistic hopes, I think, of getting there, you've got to come to our place and kind of get a 3 points there tomorrow. Hopefully you don't, but let's be honest, most people are going down to the betting shop tomorrow and put a number two out there against this fixture, and just hope that we can find something from somewhere. But like you said there, you lost at Millwall, and that's the Championship, isn't it? You kind of just cannot put your finger on it sometimes and on form. So hopefully we can kind of throw something like that in tomorrow.
Absolutely. Mark, before you go, boss, it's been great having you on. I know you need to get yourself to bed because you're travelling up to Huddersfield.
Driving up tomorrow.
Yeah. Before you go, boss, just a very quick score prediction from you.
I'll go 2-0 Bees tomorrow.
2-0 Bees. Mark, thank you very much for joining us. That was Mark Burridge there, Brentford match day commentator, travelling up to the Kirklees tomorrow, the John Smith Stadium, I should say. Sorry, sponsors, shouldn't get into the habit of doing that. Richard, great having you on for another week. Let's just quickly look at tomorrow's game, just a little bit more, and at fixtures coming up as well. New debutants, maybe Andy King might start, maybe Emile Smith-Rowe might start. I think Emile Smith-Rowe for me, and of all those perhaps watching Huddersfield at the moment, is the one that's probably the most exciting of the transfers thus far.
Yeah, Emile Smith-Rowe, definitely. I mean, you kind of look up on him, I think, from his Arsenal point of view, under 23s, he likes to create, he likes to get forward, really skillful. Just sounds like a player we've totally lacked, to be honest with you, as well. And Alex Pritchard never seems to be fit for us. We were hoping he was going to be that man. I'm kind of writing him off these days. But yeah, he's obviously, he can't put too much burden on him. But come on, it's brave of him, really, isn't it? It's, you know, come out a long way, kind of north, and it'd be so easy, wouldn't it, to just maybe get kind of a loan down south, maybe a League One club. But he's up for it. And the fact, I think, well, I remember when he signed, kind of Ian Wright was like, good luck, you know, pal. So I think they've got high hopes for him. So yeah, I'm reading it in a little bit, but I'm really excited to see him play because, sure, Mr. Arteta will have one eye on him as well. So yeah, I'd like to see him get the start tomorrow, definitely, because I think, you know, Brentford will come and play. I just hope that we come and play. I think our midfield's so pedestrian. That's why we've got Brock King in and Smith Rowe. So hopefully we'll have a lot more creativity and, you know, Grant and Mounier can feed on some things for a change.
Mounier in particular, mate, scored in his last three league games. Like we said last week, he likes playing at home now. Just three in his previous 29. He's on one heck of a goal-scoring run. Perhaps he could be the key.
I think he'll start tomorrow. Callum Grant, really odd. Subbed off at half-time on Saturday for, you know, just being so out of sorts. God knows whether, obviously, one or two links and what have you. But, yeah, I'd start with him tomorrow, and I think he will. We were talking him on it last week, kind of reborn. So I was surprised to see him on the bench at Oakwell. But yeah, get him back in tomorrow and hopefully spring a bit of a surprise on that as well. It's not often Leeds fans will be cheering for Huddersfield, but I think they will be tomorrow because obviously Brentford are right up there battling for them automatics.
Richard, thank you very much for joining us, boss. We'll see you same time next week, mate.
All the best.
That was Richard Kosmala there from the And He Takes That Chance podcast, joining us as he will do every week here on the Huddersfield Town Fan Show. We'll be with you at 10:30. These are our new Friday night fan shows here on Love Sport. We'll be back same time, same place, 10:30 next Friday here on Love Sport. We'll see you then.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.